ho! Merry Christmas!
Hello, ho, 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 hello, and welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast. It's a brand new episode. I'm back. I'm Sack. I'm Crack. And it's Santa's Sack. It's Christmas time in soon. 2 weeks. Something like that. Don't know. Anyway, how the hell are you doing? Thank you very much for being and listening and keeping listening all over this past year. January, of course, is a year of the podcast. Can you believe it? Because I fucking can't. How a year has been passed. I remember literally sitting with my counsellor and saying, I'm going to do a podcast. Walked out, and that afternoon I had a test run done. So I was like, fuck it. Going forward in the new year, do not let anything hold you back. Just fucking go for it. Kick down a door with a pair of stilettos on, or stick on a pair of DM sandals, man. Ones that look like the doctor's prescribed them to you, and they're like a big boom, boom. Yeah, one of them. Kick a door down with those, because fuck it. Why bloody not? But yeah, welcome along. I hope everybody is good. I hope you are all very well. Feeling good, feeling fabulous, feeling festive for this, the holidays, as the Americans like to call it, because apparently it's offensive now to say Christmas. I don't know why. It's fucking mental, but this is the world we live in. I just want to thank everybody for sending me all of their Spotify Wrapped as well. The fact that I was some people's most top listened to podcast of the year is absolutely amazing. So thank you very much. I really appreciate that. You're all fucking brilliant. And of course, thank you to all the guests that have been on the podcast. God, there's been that many. I can't even bring myself to think of them because there's been so many. But yes, thank you. And of course, it's Christmas time as well, so it is the time of year where we get to see people you've not seen in a long time and have to act all, oh my God, how are you? Hope you're good. Oh, have a great Christmas if I don't see you. I hate that one. Do you ever, oh my God, don't even get me stuck. We'll get into this anyway. It's a podcast. You know, you love, I'm going to go off on one, but it's one of those things. If I don't see you before Christmas, have a great one. It's like, I'll pass you again in like 3 days. You live 2 doors up, you fucking weirdo. Calm down. I'm just not a fan of a Christmas card either. I think they're an absolute waste of paper. Like, just don't waste your money on them. Just tell people, here, Merry Christmas, or send them a text. Merry Christmas to you and yours from 9 and 9. Like, oh, stop. But I know I'm quite nice. I only get like 2 or 3 for like my family and a couple of select neighbours who send them in to me. If you don't send a card, you don't get one back. And yeah, I don't really give them out anyway. Fuck that. Save the environment, save a turtle, or just take a load of tinsel and ram it up a turtle's arse. That would be easier than sending out a load of fucking Christmas cards. It really would. But of course, I'd also like to apologise for the delay. Well, not even apologise, just let you know the delay in the episodes has been, it's been about 2 months since my last one with Miss Anya Bex, and the reason being is she put me off everything for life. No, I'm only joking. She's not really. I just have been very busy. I've been having shows. There's been work. There has been life. And it is just one of those things. You just have to squeeze it in as and when I can. But thanks for being patient. Thanks for being fabulous. But yeah, we're going to pop in to the episode now. I am joined by one hell of a bitch. She's back again for the second spin. So here we go. Enjoy. Hello and welcome to the Laundry Room Podcast, where I am joined by the one, the only, the bitchiest of witches. It's Sabrina Bewitched.
Well, he is well. Speaking my natural, lovely, soft, dulcet tones.
Love a good dulcet tone. You have a great tone about you.
Can you hear me open on that WKD? It's like ASMR for the for listeners. What do you hear getting poured in? That's actually just me having a pinch.
That's what my bathroom hears in the middle of the night when it hits the floor, and I'm like, I've missed again.
Yeah, it's in your colostomy bag.
It's like, for God's sake, this Tesco bag for life does not hold enough gallons of my own piss.
It's a Primark bag, it's one of the big ones. Hit them, the paper ones, they are shite.
And then Storm Dara came and everybody's, the arse of the bag flew out of it. I bet you there was that many clothes ruined in Christmas.
They're absolutely wank. I can't go near a Primark on Christmas.
It's like, do you want a bag? I'm like, do I want something that's going to bust open at the door of the shop? Yes, please.
Asking, do you want a bag before you go in? Just take that wee house key, run in, get whatever you want, and fucking run straight back out. That's the only way you can shop.
Like, bring back the old plastic ones. I remember them years ago, they were great. And then now they're all choking horses or somewhere. Fuck no, in the environment, but that's the thing we live for.
Horses are all right. I mean, listen, we take their medicine, don't we? Like, I can't be giving them bags as well.
That's right. The old, I've never tried the old.
I can't, because I know called? That I'd die. I can't. Do you know what I had?
Like, wasn't it ketamine?
It's ket.
That's right. Winter listen ketamine. To me. I fucking am an old here. I'm like, what's it? What's that drug you all take for the horses?
Do you know what I had? This other, like, I was at my mate's the other night, and I was like, kind of steaming. And I was like, oh, do you want a, what do you call them? It's like a snuzz thing to them, like Nordic spirits. I'm like, you get like a wee nicotine high. I was like, I don't think that's a thing. And I was like, no, it is, here, chat. And I had it, and I was like, like, this isn't doing anything. And like 20 minutes later, I had to go into the toilet. I was like, I'm having a and I had like white out contacts in. Like, so I was like, everything was blurred. I was running about like a fucking a Boulay brother that wasn't well. I was like, I want to walk outside. Everything, I had to take my hat off. I was too warm. I was like, I'm dying.
Do you feel like the heat's rising from the bottom to the top?
Like, we sell them. Like, fucking. Just people come and buy them in our work, and I'm like, surely they're not that
What is
bad.
It? Is it like an old snuff or something?
It's like a wee tiny, like, papery bag thing. You're supposed to put it in your gums. It's supposed to be, like, to help you stop smoking. That is
yes.
what it's for.
It's like you put it up in your gum, and it looks like you've got, like, an old, like, lump. Like,
a cyst. It's like you're like, punched in the face. It's like a really burny mint, and I was like, this isn't really doing anything to me. And I was like, oh, I have to go.
And I was like, I have to go.
I have to have a moment. Fucking help me, please. I didn't get that back, because you can just buy it in a shop. It's like, fuck me, that's wild.
I know. Like, there you are, folks. If anybody wants a bit of a bump on the night out, get yourself an old tea bag
get a tea bag. Do you want to it's just a fucking green tea.
Some cunt's gonna be out in that Donegal Street going tea bag.
You're
like, what do you got? Numbar or Thompson's? I'm like, it's Stout Tonic. I'm like, even better, it's Top Gear.
The wee string and all hanging out of your mouth talking about
Twinings extra breakfast tea. I'm like, what have you got? Lemon and ginger. I'm a mad bitch tonight. Peppermint, I love the smell of your breath.
Gag.
In work we sell peppermint tea and everybody goes, I have a peppermint tea. I'm like, mouthwash in a glass?
Mouthwash, and it's rotten. Do you know what I had recently and was really disappointed? This is our tangents again. I was down south for St. Paddy's, and I was like, I really want to try the Shamrock Shake that McDonald's does on St. Paddy's. It's literally Listerine flavoured ice cream. It's fucking absolutely shite.
Is it mint? Like, it's, well, it just, meant
it,
to be mint?
It's not even like, because I thought it would be like, do you know, like a minty ice cream, but like, I'm sure, like, oh, it could be nice. It's pure Listerine. Like, you could gargle it.
Fucking
it's shite.
Filth. And I see they've got a Grimace milkshake. No, I know it was out.
It was purple. I had it recently. It tastes like a blueberry muffin. It's really nice. It was purple.
I don't know. I've never been a fan of a milkshake. After about two sips, I'm like, fuck, get out for the seagulls.
I like a McDonald's shake. Do you know, I used to love the Burger King shakes, and then they just became rotten. Do they even still do milkshakes? I don't know.
I have no idea. Hello? It's actually just shit my own brain there.
For the mental breakdown.
Don't you ever see Burger King go into it? No, McDonald's is going, boop, boop. Everyone's going fucking mental. Burger King's like, oh my god, you're the first person here today.
I know. Nobody goes to Burger King. It's KFC or McDonald's.
But it's fucking gorgeous, Burger King, I tell you. It's like top tier. It's very fucking nice.
I haven't tried Popeyes yet.
Speaking of that a bit more.
Oh, have you seen. We'll have a Popeyes. Oh, that sounds like really muffled. Oh, there we go. That's better. I had it turned around.
We keep vomiting.
Listen, I have autism. I'm trying my best here. This is actually a make a wish thing. I've come onto the podcast.
Your deal is getting taken off.
Did you see, by the way, I got my Spotify wrapped. And, well, number one most listened to podcast was Boulay Brothers, and you were second.
Oh.
So you're my top. I was like, because I listened to it in night shift and work, I just sit and giggle to myself. I'm like,
I know a lot of people, I was getting messages all day long and the day after, some stragglers were like, you're my top listener, or number two, or I was at least on somebody's list. I'm like, well, that's absolutely fantastic. I had actually mentioned in the pre-show warm-up chat that but in January coming, it's been a year since I've done this one.
A year? This is an anniversary one.
We're coming up in January here, because I remember going in to see my counsellor. Was like, I want to do a podcast. And she was like, do it. I was like, I've got all the stuff in the house. I bought it all, but I just can't get right. No, get
she's
off your
She's actually sitting listening to us and just taking notes. She's trying to find new clients.
It's like, right. Yeah, I was like, I'm going to contact these. But like, have you got a number for Sabrina? I was like, I do indeed. She needs help.
She needs fucking sanctioned.
But I literally just said to myself, right, I'm going to do this. I went home and fucking done a test. And I was like, right, it works. Let's go. And our Paletta came over. And that was it. The Laundry Room podcast.
I still
became
push it. The fucking Reddit is. I'll smack a bicky. Like, it.
What was it again?
It was you were talking about that drink, Smack. And Pat was like, is Smack still going? You're like, fucking Reddit, this will smack a biggie. Like,
Smack Pineapple. I love Smack. It's fucking lovely.
Gorgeous.
What? Oh my god, Smack Pineapple. It's like, oh, it's beautiful. Or Maine. You're like the Maine man.
Maine. It's like the bubblegum drinks and all them. Like, that's
sarsaparilla and all that fucking.
Cream soda.
Like, cream soda.
Sarsaparilla, I know her.
Do you do American cream soda? Bars, American cream. Boop. I have to go here. Shout out to Rusty Engines and their good prank calls. They are fucking.
Do you have big balls?
Do you have a bit of balls?
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
I listened to that poor girl, the one in Dorothy Perkins, whatever it was. She's like, do you have tights? She's like, what do you wear? She's like, I'll be in a minute.
It's like, I'll be in a minute. If you haven't listened to it, go to the Rusty Hinges episode. It's only a couple back. It's called a second spin episode of Rusty Hinges, and it's us making some... It's actually some of our classic podcast. Sorry, classic prank calls we had saved up from an old repertoire.
It's so funny.
I'm like, we'll give them an old spin. I haven't done one of mine. Maybe do a Christmas one tonight.
It's a Christmas... Christmas.
Book a Christmas dinner for people that's not going to be there. On Christmas Day, they're like...
Book a table in KFC.
I would like... Do you ever see hotels are open on Christmas Day for people to have dinner? I'm like, are they? Those poor fucking staff.
That's sad.
Isn't it? I'm like, why are you going to your restaurant not cooking in your Iceland, do the turkey fucking crown. You can bung in the oven.
Turkey dinosaur, fuck it in. Just have it between you
anything.
And the kids.
But people do. There's restaurants open on Christmas Day and staff have to leave their families to go and serve some fucking tuppence-eating bastard.
I don't want to serve them any other day of the week. Never mind.
There's flights on Christmas Day as well. There's actually been... We had emailed... No, not from Belfast. From England. You see staff volunteer if they'd like to work Christmas. Like, I've got no one. I'll go to Spain and back. Me, I'd be like, I'm sorry, I got the shits that day opening presents.
Due to your lack of interest, I will not be there.
Due to me not being interested at all. So how the fuck are you, Sabrina? Welcome to the second spin episode of the podcast. Where
I'm excited.
This is where we wash your delicates this
time. We wash the knickers once more.
We do, once a month, whether you need it or not. It's my granddad, we used to say, like, you get a shower, did you get a bath today? I was like, yes. He's like, whether you needed it or not. I was like...
Right.
You're slagging me off for being a dirty bitch. Now that you think about it later, I'm like, Grandy, you cheeky fucker. But yeah, what's been going on with you? What's happened?
Well, I've just recently...
become a woman.
I've just recently become a woman. I'm on my moons and I'm so...
moons.
I love that. You're on your moons.
I love that. You on your moons. People be very offended. Like, you on your... No, your blurt is the word for
your
blood.
Not your like, blurt.
On your bloods.
Are you on your blurt?
You on your bloods. Your moons.
Has the girl had her blood?
Has the girl had her blood? Bring her forth to me. I will taste her. That sounds like a medieval character. Like, my name is Richard the Third.
The woman of a thousand voices, Roxy Tumbledore.
Fuck me.
Disney need to fucking pick you up. Just so you can do the whole film yourself. Just let them just do the AI-generated animations.
I know, I can read like a book. I'm like, chapter one. My name is Daddy Warbucks. Who the fuck is that?
I don't know.
A daddy.
Just a daddy. See, there we go. Back. It always goes back to like a Yorkshire accent.
It's like Manchester. It always comes back to that sometimes. Oh. It's like default.
And if you and Rusty are sitting having a conversation, it takes about 2 seconds for it to go straight into that.
It really, really, really does.
Like, if she's like rang you on the phone and we're sitting in the dressing room, like, I already know who you're talking to. Because of the accent, I already know.
I was going to say, I think he's been down to do something, but if I was to ring her, I'd be like, hey, you love you, all right? Like... And I actually have to catch myself on and go, don't do it. Try not to. So now it's just like, I was like, all right, all the best now. Or just like, right, sure. I'm like, why can't I just be like, okay, goodbye.
Yeah,
like,
right, love.
The fuck is wrong with this? Or it's like, hello. It's everything. I do it all the time. We're in the bar. People, you know, do you ever get, you're working in drag and you haven't conversed with these people yet and they're sort of like, giving you, like, staring at you. Like, a man dresses a woman.
Okay.
Look at them. And then I'd be like, you're right, love. How are you? As if like it's, you know, a bar in Spain. And then they're like, hello. I'm like, yeah, what's crack? You band? Any drinks? And turn just the accent changes on a dime.
It's my favourite thing. See, when someone is, like, when you can tell someone's going to be a bit of a dick or they're a randomer, I just love, like, taking the piss out. Like, me and, I think it was Siren, were standing outside Boombox one night, and this fella came over, and we fully convinced him that, like, me and Siren go with each other, but only whenever I'm in drag, because we're both straight, and that I'm married and have two kids. My wife doesn't mind, because it doesn't count as long as I'm in drag. And he's like, that's mad, and she really doesn't care. I was like, yeah, like, no, like, it'd never go near me if I was a fella, but it doesn't count. Like, I'm not fucking gay. Like, I'm dressed as a woman. It doesn't count. I'm still straight. Do you know what I mean? And he was, like, fully convinced. It's great.
Really?
There's ones who come over, and, like, Sonny does one of my favourites. They'll come over and like, are you a man or a woman? And Sonny's like, we're vegans. And they get so fucked up. They're like, no, but that's not what that means. She's like, we're vegans, love. And they get, it's so funny.
But I'm a vegan. I'm not. It doesn't matter whether I'm a vegan.
Are you a man or a woman? I'm a vegan.
I think it was this month, actually, in the Balmoral. Or one of my, it definitely was the Balmoral. This fellow was outside. He's like, and do you dress like that all the time? I'm like,
yes.
Yeah, like Monday afternoon, 11 a.m. I'm sitting drinking like, coffee.
Sometimes I'm like a drag king and I just start showing them photos of me as a fella. I'm like, that's my makeup. Isn't it lovely?
Yeah, it's like, makeup during the day. I draw on the beard and all with like a little tiny pencil. And it's like, well, how long does it take you, ready? 4.5 hours of my day. I don't start work till at least 3 in the afternoon and I finish at 4. I'm like, they believe you. I'm like, no, I go fucking home as soon as it's over. It's like Bruce Almighty at the front door. Woof.
Straight off behind the fuck. You.
Like, there's sometimes I'm sitting in the back of a taxi with a wig on, like, so fucking bald as a coot. And I'm like, just down to the local area, please.
I hate it. Everything's just fucked around me. I've recently moved into a lovely wee apartment. And I'm like, the bathroom's actually at the door. And everything's just fucking stuck, fucked into the room until the next day.
The emancipation of Sabrina Bewitch. She's got her own gaff now. She's got her own gaff, lads, coming over for sex.
Absolutely. That's the only reason to have one.
I know. God, have you christened it yet?
It's, yes, it's been a while.
Many times it's been christened with a wank.
A wank.
Hans went mental in that house.
I'd shake it, but you use your other hand, so it feels like someone else.
Sitting down there, welcoming all the Filipino sailors coming into the docks.
That's like my tit, my biggest breast, put it just hanging over the fucking bridge.
Cooey!
Me in the duck, throwing the duck at them.
You're like swinging the tits, all just a wiggle, no makeup. You're like, you don't need makeup. It's like, it's fine, they'll never know. They've been at sea for weeks, they'll take anything.
Literally.
Because if you're down along there, like around York Gate or around the docks and stuff, that's not where any of us live, but if you're in that region, you would see them. There's sometimes they're baiting across from Tesco or Asda Living with a load of shop, and they'd be like, oh, there's all the sailors.
Okay, do you see that? Is that cruise ship still here? Do you want to broke down from America?
No, it's away now, finally.
Is it finally
a 3-year cruise ship? Would you go on a fucking cruise for 3 years?
It left and then had to come back again, didn't it? You'd be
raging. We're finally leaving.
Of all the places to be docked as well, Belfast.
I believe Miss Hinge did tell me that a load of them came to the quiz on a Wednesday night at Revolution to Cuba.
Did they?
Yeah, and Rusty was chatting away to them and all, and this girl was telling them all the stories, and he was getting tipped dollars and all sorts. I'm like, you lucky bitch.
Gag.
But they were like, we're finally going. And then the next thing, it was like, the cruise ship's away the day. And then an hour later, it's like, it's stuck at the coast of Bangor. And there's something wrong. I'm like,
even worse. You were leaving Belfast only to get stuck in fucking Bangor.
At Bangor. And then I think it's away now on its bits. 3 years on a cruise ship.
A 3-year cruise.
I know, I'm like...
You wouldn't go cruising for 3 years. Like, one night, maybe.
In and out of the old toilets at fucking the Botanic and all. I'm like, no, it smells like bum in here.
Bum through
the not worth it. Well, there's gay... You can go on a gay cruise. Oh, where's my dildo buzzing? You can actually go on gay cruises. You know, like, gay men.
Yeah.
Virgin Holidays and all do them.
My friend stayed in a gay hotel. Like, a gay sex hotel over in America.
Oh, they're everywhere. There's one in Gran Canaria. And everything. There's one in Tormelinas.
It's an E-tap. It's just an E-tap.
Me tap? I'm like, tap my ass, motherfucker. And oh, what was I going to say? Yeah, Ritual, it's called. There's one
Ritual?
In... Ritual's Hotels. There's one in...
It's, there you go. It's that wee shop at the bottom of Victoria Square. It's Ritual. Just go in there. Cock and balls out, ready to go.
Some fell in the staff room getting fisted while a girl eats rice and peas. Like, rice and chicken. It's like, I'm just on diet.
Selling people perfume.
Like, I can smell bum.
Smell bum.
Oh, my God. I actually have a story about Rituals. I'll tell you in a minute. The Ritual's Hotel is one in Tormelinas. There's one... Oh, they're all over the place, but they're literally gay hotel. So at a certain time of the day, it's all like, take your pants off and enjoy yourself. Oh my God, I've got mic problems. You'll probably not hear it in the recording, but sure, we'll never know.
It's actually my rose toy. I just have it turned up too high.
It's licking Nola. It's like one of them.
Licking their straight at you.
He's licking the shit out.
Licking the shit. Well, if you can't afford a bidet, get a rose toy. It does the same.
Bidet or not bidet? That's the question. So yeah, Trudy stayed there a few times. So you ask Trudy Scrumptious about the Ritual.
I'm sure she did.
They've got a sauna. They have on the roof. They'd be naked on the roof.
Just standard about the hotel.
And then yeah, there's certain rooms that literally people just leave their door open.
You could break the towels over your knee. Like, shatter. The bed sheets just shattered. No UV lights are strictly barred.
I broke a towel in half. That's how bridesmaids.
I walked in and was pregnant immediately.
My wife's dead. Booking.com. We arrived for one night and my wife is pregnant with triplets.
Imagine some poor straight couple going to a gay hotel and walk at Gerg.
I know.
The husband letting on, he didn't know. He's like, oh, I didn't realise. It's Brat crop top. And I didn't realise that. I'm so sorry.
I'm green, Brat. But somebody put a P at the front of Pratt. And like,
Pratt
oh, fucking
twat.
Dick. You Pratt twat. But no, ask Trudy about the Rituals Hotel. They're very good. And then there's some in Gran Canaria. There's also a load of adult hotels. And you've probably heard of the Rusty's podcast. We stayed in that one called The Basement Studios.
And she was making a joke and it felt like I'm into pups, whatever. And she was just showing photos of Honey and Lily. Yeah.
The guy was like, I've got a dog. I live in Berlin. And Rusty's like, I've got a dog as well. Look. And he's like, no, I have like a slave, a boy on it. Like, oh, you've a fella dressed as a dog. Right, okay. But no, it was kind of a gig. It was shout out to Sparkles, you know, Brandy from Sparkles, yes, in Gran Canaria. The lovely Brandy and her lovely husband keep that shit going. It's fabulous.
I need to get over. I really want to go over just to see what the crack is. Do a wee gig in the sweating, blistering heat. A
couple of the girls going in January.
I know. I heard the Glover, a few different ones are Glover for.
You should go down for a day and see. Because we're going Tuesday to Saturday, so it's just a couple of days of Gran Canaria. But yeah, we stayed in the basement. You know, fucking gag. I was lying in the bed hungover, lying like the Pope in state. I was like, quick, there's a man getting fisted here.
And there's like, come quick. I could think of nothing worse than getting up at your bed hungover, like hanging the bollocks just to smell hole and see that happening. Someone getting used, like fucking God. Kermit the Frog.
And then literally, of course, there was Pup. Now, this guy was in a wheelchair, just rode him past.
A like, pup fucking, in a wheelchair?
No, the guy that's like, I have a pup in Berlin, this German. He was in a wheelchair, flying about with the dick out. And I was like, go ahead, son. Like, there's none stopping us here. And that's what I kind of love about it. Nobody gives a fiddler's fuck. But he's just rolling about like fuck and away around the cruising area. And I'm like, Rusty's like, he's getting his weeds done. It's a fucking lootly, you
be
dirty
absolutely
person.
Legless living here tonight.
Like, oh, you dirty girl, I love it.
Dirty slut.
Fucking right. So, yeah, you've moved out. What about the duck? Everyone asks about the duck. Even I've been asked
wee
about
mucky
the duck.
Ducky. Mucky Ducky has been replaced by some fucking pigeons that live outside my window that just hoot and keep dying. Like, every day there's a new dead pigeon in the corridor. And I'm like, I'm keeping them and making a gorgeous dress. Have you seen me in a lovely, gorgeous grey feather boa?
Beautiful.
That's where it's come from.
You're actually going to start appearing here in the next couple of weeks. As next week at your gigs, you'll be the pigeon lady out of Home Alone.
Like, somebody, fucking Kevin, the bar. I was wearing my big blue like winter coat and this woolly hat, and Kevin was like, "Somebody looks like the fucking pigeon lady from Home Alone." I was like, "You wee bastard."
I would get a couple of feathers and stick them on. Dude, like,
Tuppence.
I'm like, Tuppence a bag. I'm like, Kevin, this you keep this turtle dove and I'll keep mine and we'll always be friends.
I've never seen that film. What? Isn't that wild? I've never seen Home Alone. I've never seen anything. I like, literally just do not watch films ever. Like,
have you lived in a war bunker most of your life?
Mum like, didn't watch me watch films. That's why I have autism now. Like, shouldn't let me consume media.
We live in bunker. The RA are still operational in West Belfast. Oh my God, what is going on with my sound tonight? I hope you cannot hear this in podcast. But if you can, sure. I'm giving you this out of the goodness of my heart, closer to the Christmas season.
It's a disturbance, so it is. Yes.
It is. I'm very disturbed. I think it's my mic. I don't know.
Is that us now? Yep.
Maybe.
Clicked.
Who knows?
Something clicked.
Something clicked in my brain. I'm a lady.
What were we talking about? Oh, the duck. Yes, Mucky Ducky. He's still living.
Is that his name? Has he got a name now?
That is just his name, Mucky Ducky.
Mucky Dookie.
Mucky Dookie. He's back to like the boy. Remember, like, he'd had the girl colours for a while, and now he's back to the boy colours. I think he just does drag. He does drag over the summer and then goes back to a fellow again. I'm like,
it's kind of like, I'm working overseas in the holiday resorts.
I've moved out now. He's like, right, okay, time to stop this fruity fucking shit.
It's like, no, there still needs to be a homosexual in this house.
Still needs to be a fucking G-Lord.
Like, Sabrina may be away, but I'm now going to represent. I'm like, in like all of these feathers. Like, there's actually a load of their feathers are hanging up.
I know. I can see all like the Christmas stuff and all hanging out as well. It's a lovely Christmas dress behind me.
I know.
Me.
It all gets trailed out there.
Oh my God. That bitch, please. I think that was actually one of the first nights I went to Boombox
for
to see Trixie
Mattel.
Tracy Martell.
16th of March. Now, I can't remember what year that may have been. Could have been like 14, 15.
2015, I think that
15?
Was.
15? Fuck, you've got memory.
2015, because I started doing open stage with yous. And the it was like just before that, it was the House of Edwards. And I'd started doing open stage with you and Rusty. And you were like, get yourself a fucking heel. And I was like, fuck up, I can't walk in heels yet. I still have them. I wore them recently. The big fat girl heels from Dorothy Perkins. Really big, like, them big, like the thick, the wide fit. Extra
yes,
wide fit.
Extra
the
wide
heels.
Fit and small pump. You know,
the
like,
heels are about half an inch.
It's for whenever you want to get to like a Centra buffet counter before 1 o'clock on a Sunday. You're like, boom, boom, I've got these shoes on after church.
I got it. There's like wee gel inserts and all because we're too big. I was like, okay. But there's only nude shoes I had. I was doing, what was I doing on the weekend? I was doing Glinda. I was doing Popular, and I was like, I need like a nude boot or something.
And you're like, fuck it, I'll wear it's these like, church lady shoes.
They're too big. It's for all the space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity. We're holding space in them shoes.
Oh, fucking right.
Have you seen the interviews? I love the film. Like, Wicked is like one of my favourite films now. And
I've never seen
musical.
It.
It's great.
I have no interest in it. Or The Wizard of Oz. I've seen The Wizard of Oz.
I don't like The Wizard of Oz. It's shite.
Wicked, what is this? Is this it's the story of... I always thought it was just like, you know, the story of your woman in the bubble that appeared in the movie. It's like, I'm Glinda the Good Witch. I'm the Good Witch.
The
like,
good bitch. Well,
but
you
where the fuck have
out.
You been this whole movie where I've been running through the poppies and been wiped into my tits, you cunt?
That's what she was out sniffing the poppies. She was out doing gear.
In The Wizard of Oz, just some like, you know, green witch. She comes out like, and you're like, what are you doing? Hiding behind
that
bitch.
None of it happened. Dorothy was just in a K-hole in a field somewhere. She was at Ava Festival and she was wiped off her
wiped
tits.
Out of her scone in the poppy fields.
But like, it's kind of basically like what happens up until like Dorothy comes into the picture. they're picturing like how she kind of becomes like how the Green Witch alphabet becomes wicked and how she ends up on TikTok doing lives and crying.
Screaming in a bedroom in like a bed set with stinking Maya. I am like, oh, that alphabet Orion Doherty. And its mum, fucking, I don't know what it's called, but
they're not well.
Fuck me, it's like crying because I couldn't go to the Alpha premiere.
The Wicked premiere, yeah.
I wasn't even fucking, I'm like, no.
No, they're not
it's
well.
Like, doing green makeup in a rage, and then it's like people were going live with them, going, ah, oh, we're here, and it's like, crying. I'm like, you're just doing this to yourself for people to gift
just
you.
Just get off the live.
Get off the live, and if people are gifting you, it's their own fault for giving you fucking money as well. You absolute idiot.
But the film actually is. It's really, it's long, but it actually is. It's a good show. Neil Gurn and all. So if you go watch the play, it's like even like Rusty liked it. She hates musicals, so yeah, she's like, I shed a tear. It's good.
What a stupid bitch. I actually thought the film was the story of how Ariana Grande lost weight over the course of the film.
Oh, they're not. Have you seen any of the interviews with them? They're always crap. You could say like, What are you getting for your shop on the day? And they'll be like, this is so powerful. They just start fucking grinning. And like,
a bald one is always crying, like, the witch. And I'm like, why are you grinning again? Like, he asked you just, thanks for coming along.
I love that interview, though. Like, I've seen people have been holding space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity. And she's like, I didn't know that was happening. And she's getting on like, she wrote the song. I was like, also, what the fuck does that mean?
Have you seen apparently space? In the theatres, you're not allowed to sing in all these certain cinemas. Like, no,
well, that
singing.
Didn't stop me.
And I'm like,
I got up now and done all the numbers at the front. No, like, there is some sing along ones.
Were you in drag?
I was in full high horror drag.
Were you?
No, I was not. Imagine me sitting in the fucking cinema in full drag.
I was like, take us back 7 years ago. You would have been in that full dolled up with your man taking pictures.
Full
like,
dolled up, absolutely. Do it now.
Like, Mean Girls. The Mean Girls were like, ooh, your man with a video camera. Go on, dance. Like, okay, I'm the good witch. You oh my god, what did you and your mum do recently? It was you were dressed the same. Fucking brilliant.
Oh, it was drag con. Yes, drag con. I made us dress. I was like, well, the night before, I was like, I'll make us both a dress. And then we're
did
like,
you just
well,
not get up the night before?
Literally the night before, made the two dresses.
Cheeky bitch.
Literally before we got on the plane. I was like, I'll do your makeup and we'll just go like the Bullet Brothers.
Fucking, it was great. I was like, that's Sabrina's. Oh my god.
It was actually really good fun. God love her. She was on the paper like, this is so
I was
literally
like, report for nudity.
report for nudity.
Report for terrorist behaviour. Abuse. Terrorist organisations. ISIS behaviour. A whole lot. Fucking dirty roots. We're going to take a very short break while we feed the duck some sausages. We're going to ram it down his throat to see if how many sausages it takes to choke a duck. We will be back very shortly. We'll see you in a second.
The Laundry Room Podcast. Coming live in 2025. You've enjoyed it online. You've enjoyed the podcast. So why not come along and see it in person? Stick around, listen in, and wait for the details. 2025, the podcast live.
Hello, 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 ho, ho, ho. Welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast, where I am joined by the one, the only, Muhammad Ali, the boxer. Sabrina Bewitch.
Do you know what I realised? Me and Donnie were like sitting full other night watching like old YouTube videos of my performances and shit, and I was like, do you ever see Rusty and Roxy's old YouTube videos? And we watched a girly chat, and you still used the same sound bites back then. I was like,
because I paid for them.
I love that.
I can't remember where I found them, because I really wish I could find the website, because you got a whole load of versions. You're like, 15 seconds, 30, the whole heap. And now I don't know where the fuck it was, because I'm like, I love that.
A cheeky sound. It's like a, what do you call it, Fiverr, where you can just like message people and be like, will you like kill a horse or whatever, like for a fight? It's like people, like just random people do like jobs for you.
Really?
It's Fiverr, I think it's called Fiverr or something. This isn't sponsored, but maybe it is. But like you just ask people to do shit for you, and it's like, I don't know if you like pay a Fiverr, like obviously, like, but yeah, you can get like stuff done.
Like, would you be able to teach me how to
smell a bum through the trouser?
Would you be able to teach me how to milk a horse blindfolded?
I'll do that for free.
Yes, no problem at all.
Keep going.
I love it. It's my favourite thing. So before the very long advertising break there, we were talking about you're moving out and the duck. So the duck is all doing well.
The duck's doing well. He's doing well. He's having fun. I don't see him as much now. I don't have to listen to that fucking squawking. Because people think, oh, it must be fun. But he hears...
It's good fun for about a week. Then you're like, right, the novelty's worn off. There's a duck in the house.
But we're feeding him Paxo, so we're getting ready for Christmas.
Like, can you get there?
Go on in, love. Get into the oven. Like,
that shit'll taste gorgeous.
Like, making turducken.
It's like turducken. It's like, oh my god, go boy, get me a Christmas goose. I'm like, I know exactly where to get one. something. I was like, it may not be a goose, it's a fucking mallard. But come here, you get that fucking stuffed with a bit of cranberry.
Listen, I hate cranberry at Christmas. What would you have at Christmas dinner? Would you have a turkey? Would you want one of them weird ones? It's like, I just have a roast beef or something. No. Some ones that don't have a turkey.
We have always just had like one singular Jacob's cream cracker.
Between us, we pass it around. Lick the butter off. Lick the butter off, suck the ends, and just have a nice soggy bit of cracker. Dip it in your tea. That'll do Boxing Day as well.
There is, excuse me, isn't any butter on it. We're not that well off.
We're not that well off.
It's always been like, it's been cold this Christmas. Oh my God. Do you ever get people would give a gift? I always remember years ago, like box of Family Circle biscuits.
A sewing tin that becomes a sewing tin.
It becomes a tin for something in your own life. But I remember ages ago, I think it was last Christmas, I wrote, like, one of the worst gifts I'd ever received was a fucking Family Circle. Family Circus.
A Family Circus. So you received a Family Circus.
A Family Circus, load of biscuits. Or like, did you ever see the Jacob's cream cracker box?
Yes.
And it's just all the different crackers. I'm like, see, if somebody gave me that as a gift, I'd be fucking raging. But then this woman wrote in the comments, like, how dare you, some people haven't much at Christmas and this might be the best present, be grateful. I was like, I never actually got it, I'm just being a cunt.
Just call him to fuck off. So if you got that, you'd be raging.
It's like, it's observational comedy, I'm a fucking drag queen.
It's like selection boxes now where all the bars are fun size. I'm like, that's fucking wild. There's nothing fun about that. Like,
terrible.
Fucking half a Mars bar, a quarter of a Mars bar, what the fuck's fun about that? That's shite.
Somebody's already had it.
My dick's not a chode, it's fun size. Fuck off.
It's like, there's only bites out of the Mars bar. Like,
someone's bit it in half and stuck it in the box.
Like, there's somebody in the factory going, we don't have time to make them small. So you bite them in half, wrap them up, get them going there. Go on. Selection boxes years ago were amazing. I remember they used to be fucking piled high.
And I
always remember being really different. I don't know if it's me, just a wee cunt. But you're like, what could it be? And you're like, oh, selection box. It's like, oh. Did you ever rage?
I love it. Like, now, all the stuff you'd have been raging about as a child, when you grew up, you're like, I fucking love a selection box. These socks, like, clothes, all of that. Like, this is great.
Love a selection box. I'd have a couple of stored up after, or chocolates, and then you're lying in the middle of the night sleeping and you wake up for a pish and you're like, oh, fucking, where's them Raffaello's? What's in my mouth?
A Raffaello?
Have you seen them? They're like the coconut.
The fuck's a Raffaello?
They're like a Ferrero Rocher, but they're maybe the same color, but like a coconut with a little nut
what
in the middle.
Fucking Malone Road selection boxes that you get that has Ferrero Rochers.
They're not
fucking suits and just a tenner, a rolled up tenner. A voucher to get the roads fixed again. Like, what the fuck are you getting in your selection?
I rolled up tenner and
you're eating a thing, a fudge, and a fucking twirl. And she's like, I have a fucking half a roast dove in my selection box. Fuck off.
A good grouse.
A grouse. A small bottle of grouse.
I also have this lovely bottle of champagne. It's 225-year-old bottle of champagne. And I'm like, wow. Fucking, speaking of that, do you ever see these advent calendars cunts are bringing out? Like these makeup bitches. And it's like the £200. Oh my God, it's viral. I'm like, no, it's not viral. It's like you're some bint that's been sent to try and fucking sell it to stupid hairs.
I hate it.
And it's
so
all
much.
Like the same colour lip gloss on it. Every door. I'm like,
it's a lip gloss. It's all shite you wouldn't use. It's like a quarter of a fucking teaspoon of skincare. It's like, try that. Like, you couldn't even fucking moisturise your eyebrow without that shite. And like, I hate ones who, like, people on TikTok being like, someone's granny's getting fucked down the stairs for this deal. This
yes.
keychain that you wouldn't even pick it up if you dropped it in the ground is only a tenner. Get it, like, now. Or it's like,
someone's getting sacked at TikTok.
Give your mum something special this Christmas, and it's like a fucking half a cream. Make it's like some shite, and I'm like, if I give my mom that, she'd punch me in the throat.
What the fuck have you done?
Like, give them something special. I'm like, why is up? Are these projectors? All I see is projectors.
Projectors. Everything's projected under the wall, and it's like everything's blurred. I can't see nothing.
It's just a torch, and someone sent me a torch. Going, this is great. Go and watch films on that. Shite.
Is that Die Hard or is that Frozen? I have no idea. Is that fucked?
It's like, I feel sorry for anybody that paid the full prices beforehand. I'm like, you can get that in Temu for 50p. Them karaoke machines. Them be mini karaoke machines. I'm like, give that to someone who has kids that you fucking hate. Give that and the Frozen soundtrack.
Get
and a recorder.
That to them to fuck. I was about to say about them advent calendars, I was sort of starting to giggle because I was like, don't say it, but now I am. Behind every door of the advent calendar is an undocumented family. I'm like, yay! I'll take those. Come on in.
The stuff in them, shit. Do you know what I love?
It always
do the mystery boxes as well. They do this time of year, like all the brands. So like the makeup of you had sitting there in a store for 8 months. That's probably off. You couldn't even use it. It's the wrong shade of fucking foundation. It's lipstick that someone's took a bite out of. There's a hair on it and all. And you're like, and you're like, this is £200 worth of product. And you're like, I wouldn't give you a thank you for it.
Somebody took a bite out of the lipstick. Oh my God. Like, I can actually just picture it. What is this vibrator? It's my vibrator.
It's our vibrator. It's our rose. Joe's Toys. That's behind number five. Like, and the advent calendar.
How many more are getting in here? It's like somebody took a bite of them. There's a hair on it.
It is white, like the stuff people push. I bought a couple of
mystery boxes. It says tester on it. Oh my god.
It's eyeshadow palettes. It wouldn't even fucking wear. It's like fake eyeshadow shite. It's fake eyeshadow pressed, hand pressed into a metal container. Oh, it's wank. It's shite.
Oh my god, I love
it. If you're going to get an advent calendar, just get a chocolate one.
Exactly. Behind every door, there's a wee bit of something that you can eat, and that's all you want.
Did you ever see that man complaining on Facebook? And like, this is a Paw Patrol one I got for my kids, and it has a gun and a grenade on the chocolate.
Yes.
Who's putting that? And it's like, love, it's an ice skate and a Christmas bauble.
Yes. Like, it's an upside down. It's a gun and
it's a gun bubble. And a Christmas bauble.
Like, somebody actually wrote in the comments the Christmas bauble. I was like, that's actually an anus.
It's actually someone's arse.
It's like a little boy's hole. I was like, that's not. The other thing on TikTok at the minute, it's been mad at the minute. People going, oh my god, you have to try the viral Dubai chocolate bar.
Dubai, it's like filled with pistachio or something, and people making it and all. It's like,
it's filled with cow pats.
It's
horse shite, all pay. And
I love that. And the one that's like, don't eat this chocolate. Like, if you and your partner aren't sitting alone, it's like supposed to make chocolate that like makes you fucking like horny. And like, there is absolutely no fucking way. Like, it's like fucking half a dairy milk, it's half a Milky Bar or something. They're like,
it wouldn't even make me want to have a wank.
Like, it's like, take that way ahead of poppers and go on. And like, what is that? Like, that's a load of shite. And we're God lover.
I had a twirl and took a dildo up the arse. And like,
I had a twirl and took. It's like, I was going to do that anyway. This chocolate makes you gay.
This chocolate makes you gay. Somebody on TikTok's getting bucked.
Someone on TikTok's getting bummed tonight.
Somebody in TikTok.
£2 for this chocolate.
Oh, what have I done? Hello. Oh, we're back. Jesus,
we're back.
I just.
We're back.
It's a surprise. I pressed a button and it just fucked off. There we are. Somebody at TikTok headquarters in China is getting shot. Martial law.
There was a fellow on TikTok that was doing like piss ticks on. It was like a bag of milk for 50 bits. It's like just all this like random shite. Mm. But I love. Oh.
But then on the other hand, TikTok shop is good for like some good shit.
Like the Made by Mitchell stuff, I will say. I got these dupes for the hourglass brushes and I use them to do my face all the time now. So if you want to look like me, get better at makeup. If you want to look like me.
If you want to look like me, get a trial out of being key.
Get a trial out of being key in a bin bag. Like, get Homer's makeup gun.
Like Sibber. Boom. You look great. I'd love to be made by Mitchell. He's fucking gorgeous.
Hey, is that your type? Is that what you're into?
The pulse? Anything at all.
Fruit.
Like, you get your nails done with shellac, you faggot. Like, you better give a good wank with them nails.
Gay cunt. I love it. My favourite thing to walk past in full drag was walk past. I was like, fucking gay cunt on the ground. I'm like, it's me. I done it one night. Like, just one of our fucking mates outside. It was Maverick or something. And this fella was like, you can't be saying that. And I'm like, I'm literally standing here with my dick halfway up my back and a wig on. I feel like if anyone's qualified to call someone a fruit,
it would be me. Fucking right. I say it in the show all the time. I'm like, and is this your boyfriend? Yes. I'm like, faggots. called boys faggots at their own wedding. I'm like, faggot bastards.
I'm like, how does it work with two bottoms? I was like, how does it work with two bottoms? Or if it's a lesbian couple, I'm like, normally I'd ask who's the top and who's the bottom. But since we've lovely lesbians in, who has to keep their fingernails trimmed short? And I was like,
Well, very good. I never think of the
steal that one.
The in, like,
write that down.
To be honest, I'll probably forget it. I always do. I always think it's or hear hilarious things. I'm like, that's brilliant. And then I go, what was that?
I write notes on my phone. I just check it.
Me too. As I look right now at my phone, my next thing to speak of today is tell me about being touched. I do that all the time. Fill me in on it. I'm an old woman. What's going on online? Luigi Mangione. This is this fella that shot the CEO of a healthcare facility in America. And everybody is literally screaming.
Luigi's mansion. And everyone's like, no, he was in my shop that day at that time. He couldn't have done it. I'm like, what I understand is apparently the fella he shot was a bit of a cunt. I basically like worked for like this healthcare thing that kept an eye on people like coverage for insurance. So basically like a lot of people died or were injured and stuff. And even though they were paying for their insurance over there, they like basically weren't covered. Like basically weren't giving them any help.
Yeah, just so denied their like, claims. Fuck it was like, you. I've paid $3,000 for, for my medicine. I need the money, but no insurance. And they're like, no, you're not sick. So I think he just went and shot the bus.
Yes, he was like, because I think his ma or something got sick as well, but it's okay because he's alright. He's also a big Charlie XCX fan.
Oh, see, this is this why the guys are going absolutely mad shit for it on Twitter?
I'd be on his court now for like, why'd you shoot him? And I'd be like, because it was Brat. I'm like, go like, on.
It was really good. I loved it. It was a vibe. I'm like,
who the fuck are you? I'm a Brat when I'm shooting that.
I was like, the whole, 2024 was like, oh my God, it's Brat. I was like, what does that mean? I don't understand. I'm 35. What the fuck is Brat?
It's just an excuse. If you fucked something up, you're just like, oh bro, like I don't feel like getting into work tomorrow, like I'm on gear and it's 9 a.m. and you're just like, bro, it's just an excuse to get away with being a big dick. I love it.
Where years ago Brat was just like, that child's a fucking brat, beat it quick, punch to the temple, and that was the end of it. Now it's like, right, don't do that. At 5-10 minutes later, the child's still screaming and shitting on the floor, and you're like, back in the 90s, that would have got kicked to death.
You'd have got kicked. I know. Your ma just gave you a look and you knew. Back then, you just got one look and you knew.
I've said this many times in these podcasts. I got a look and you knew. You fucking know. And I'm starting to see that a bit more in work. There's parents, kids are getting like dicks and the parents are
like, you're going out that fucking window in a minute. You're throwing you into the wind turbine outside. You're going straight into the engine. You're getting sucked off out the window. I'm going to start acting up on planes.
I sometimes say that if they're sitting in the emergency exit, everyone's like, now, if it blows off, you maybe get sucked off. And they're like,
they're trying to open it. Like,
and the fellas are like, oh, what? And the old fellas going golfing or something in Portugal. And they go, oh, sucked off. Like, or the other day, there's these younger fellas, must be 18, 19, going to Portugal. And I was like, right, look, they're looking at the floor than anything. I was like, can I get anything to drink?
I'm like, speak up, you fridge.
Are you being held at gunpoint? Is this like, are you okay? And he was like, and then Capri's fingers. He was like, oh, somebody getting fingered today. And I swear to God, I think he folded up. Do you ever see in Harry Potter, like the letters come and it's like, screams, and then it folds itself up and fucks off? I think he folded up in that seat in front of me, like, fuck. I was like, right. Anything to eat or drink over this side?
Anything from the trolley?
Anything from the trolleys, yeah. I say that sometimes, going through with the duty free, and just like, nobody wants it, so you're coming down, and it's just, I call it like a sad walk to the cabin. You're trying to do it in like a flight down to London, and nobody wants, you're going to London, nobody wants fucking duty free, they do it all the time. It's like on a bus. It's like anything from the trolley.
It's just you bring them on Limby Granny shopping trolleys with all the shite from the house you're trying to get rid of. It's like half a bottle of furry liquid, a toilet roll, like anything from the trolley.
A lipstick from TikTok shop with a bite out of it. Like, red lipstick in my teeth, and like, I've just bit it. It looked like it tasted like strawberry. Sorry.
It was rotten.
It was beautiful. I loved it.
2 years ago, I remember, I have this like very vivid memory whenever I was a child trying to get like chopstick, because I don't know, it was a big fruit. And I was like, what flavor did I tried to get a strawberry one, and the girl was like, do you not want mint? That's more for boys. I was like, hi. Like, it's mint for boys. It's all a bit gay. Do you know what I mean? It's like, how the fuck is mint for boys?
She meant mints. Do you want mints? Like pure raw.
Do you
want
to do a wee mints, you fruit? Do you want to go to mints? Let's get tickets.
Like, no, there's this one mints flavor, like mince, carrot, and onion. Mince. Like, that's more for you. And you're like, oh, okay. I get to have a green for boys, blue for boys, pink for girls. I'm like, what if I want to have yellow? Because I'm different.
Exactly. What if I'm alternative?
What if like orange for orange
Protestants?
For Protestants. Blue for Protestants and Protestant boys, and orange for Protestant girls. I don't know.
An orange little.
And like, what color is like? I mean, green for Catholic boys and purple. I don't know.
Purple for Sabrina.
Purple for Sabrina only. Nobody else allowed. So what are your Christmas plans? What do you do?
My Christmas plan, I will be going home for a bit. My dad and ma do like a lovely.
You sit and
Christmas
read the Quran
dinner.
And praise Allah.
I just have a wink over the balcony. Because
in the middle of the living
it's
room, when
everybody looked down. No, my mum and dad make a good turkey. Now they do good stuffing, good turkey, good Christmas dinner. I can't cook for fuck all. I can barely make pasta. I'd burn water. I'm shit.
Fuck, you're not even cooking in your new home.
I make like pasta and stuff, but I'm not making a full Christmas dinner. Because you don't have like a proper hot. It's empty. Them like metal hobs that your granny would have had that are shit. They don't like actually light up on fire or anything. They're fucking.
Oh, they just heat.
They
take a bit of time to get used to, but once you get going, they're fucking great. I have one of them downstairs, and I do a quart. Dinner on them.
I couldn't do it. It takes too long for me. Plate, like, by the time it does that, I'm like, I could just order something from town. I could just order something from Just Eat.
I know. Although you go over to Iceland, you get a little bits over there. They're great. Bung it in the oven. You get like turkey crown stuffed and all. Sex birthday?
I couldn't do a turkey. I'd fuck it up. I'd be in the raw. I'd just be sitting going, like, we're all having it now.
The fucker's frozen, half cooked, out of Iceland. It's called £6. It's called £6.
It's called £6. It's called £6.
It's a turkey crown, so it's literally just meat, and it's stuffed in the middle, and then you just bung it in the oven for 50 minutes, and it's done. And all you do is take it out, sling a bit of gravy on her, and you're like,
I couldn't. I'd rather get it done for me on Christmas. I don't like doing fuck all. I'm just like, I'm gonna sit and chill.
I'm trying to make you an independent woman who needs no man. Like, fuck's sake.
I just like, but it's family, so I'm not sitting fucking eating a fucking cold sod turkey by myself in a fucking thing, whatever, just by myself in a flat. I'd lob the fucking thing over the balcony, but like,
the oven. He's just eating it out of an oven dish. Like, I love Christmas, mate. It's great time to you. So will you go to your mum and dad's and?
Yes, for your family, but my granny comes around as well. We'll just all have like a wee family dinner.
Oh, fabulous.
What about yourself? What's your
open
Christmas
your presents and I got you this and it's a big dildo and all I got.
It's a half eaten lipstick from the TikTok shop.
Like, you shouldn't have. It's like, oh, no. It's like, just do
something. Geraldine smiles, just like red teeth.
Like, did you do that? It's like, I've only wrapped it about 10 minutes ago. It's like, I forgot. It's like, oh, I'm raging. This is the wrong shade. I wanted a bit with her on it. I'm like, give me 10 minutes. I've got some loose powder in the background here. It's just talc and a thing.
It's don't use that satin powder. You'll be up for 3 days. Pick up the energy before you go on stage. Turn me on, get on, turn me on.
Whips and all. Oh, God. A bit of gear now. A bit of gear if you're queer. So for Christmas, I will go to my mum's. There will be, of course, a person at my home minding it, sitting here on their own looking after the gaff. No, I'll go to my mum's.
Do you have a house sitter?
No. Yes.
It's going to say she is rich. Them fucking that Malone Road selection box.
And Raphael cash. I'm like, right, I have a Filipino nurse comes here and looks after my wigs. I'm like, mister, I'm looking after the hair. I'm like, good girl, I love you, you are fantastic.
It's Karma Violet, she comes in and house sits, so she does.
That's it. I'm like, get up, Ben Stairs, you burn victim. Fix that makeup. I love you, you're great. Your grace. Hello, your grace. I'll go to my mum's on Christmas Eve. I'll go out for some dinner and some drinks, be a bit steamed. On Christmas Day, go to my sister's.
Go out first or go on Christmas Eve?
Eve, yeah, God. Then Christmas Day, go to my sister's. She will put on a shitty spread. No, she doesn't. My mum will do the dinner. My sister will do fuck all. And then on Boxing Day, my mum does a dinner at her house. And my auntie comes up and we all get a drink. And then the day after Boxing Day, I fuck off because I've had enough. And then I come back to my house and just sit and be.
Sit and be.
Sit and be for a couple of days. I'm like, right, where are we at? Where are we? And then actually, I think it's, I'll come back home and then a day later I have to get into drag again for, and it's Saturday. Because, you know, over Christmas you don't know what day it is. You're like, is it Monday? Is it...
I plan on getting
Slunday.
There's like 5 days between Christmas and New Year. We're like, where am I?
Like, who is this?
I plan on just getting a load of fabric and like sewing loads of costumes and shit. See, like, whatever. I haven't made anything in ages, so I'm like planning to try to be more productive over January.
Like, right, I will make. I'll be like, draw, make this for me. I'll do a drawing of it. I'm like, make this for me. Here's money. Go and get everything.
It's
I'm
a off. Poncho.
I'm away on my holidays. By the end of January, I want it created. I want this beautiful girl.
Me googling whatever the closest thing is on Timu, being like, there you go. Ignore that tag. Pet
it's like, did you make that? It's like, why is there a finger attached to it?
Yes.
Like,
a child made that in a factory like, for you. You wore that.
Still like a fetus the size of a digestive biscuit in the pocket. You're like, oh, right.
I love it. I know it is a gamble when you're ordering stuff off at Timu, but I get addicted to it. I'd just be scrolling through buying shite
I'm
that you just don't
wild.
Even need.
I am wild.
I'm like, I absolutely do need.
That AliExpress Shein the lot, it just comes up and it's like, you may like this, and I'm like, how did you know?
Pervert.
The next thing it's like, oh my god, I've applied for a second, third credit card. I owe £15,000 to the Chinese triads. What
Klarna's
the fuck
like, no.
Klarna's no like pitch. Who the fuck do you think you're kidding? I'm like, I actually do have decent credit, very good credit actually. I pay it off. Actually no, on AliExpress they should do pay on delivery, so you soon as it comes you just say it, then you like it, and then I'm like,
I'm scared
now.
To give up my car. I hate buying like stuff because I'm scared you buy like a wig and then like as soon as it gets your details it just like fucking grows wings and flies back to the factory. Like, hey bitch.
I'm like,
in the middle of a number.
It's like, where the fuck do you think you're going? All tied on.
My good human herbal.
That's why I have them all pinned heads in here. They're going fucking nowhere, them girls.
I wish you could see the head behind me that looks like it's stoned to the bollocks with like bright pink eyes. It's great.
My niece used to come down like, can I do makeup? So I'm like, well, not on me.
But you
I
can
really
do it on the
take these mannequin heads and work you away with them, the old polystyrene heads, and this one looks like it's seen some shit.
You should let your niece see your face just before going to a gig. What if she's like Miss Fame and you go out and it's like fully blended, coiffed, everything? It's
fuck.
Like,
she's into her skincare. She's 8 years of age. She's like, I'm getting skincare for Christmas. Does a whole regime and all. I'm like, ah.
These kids get, they're like literally just born. I'm like, you don't need the skincare, that you're all right.
You're fine. I'm fucking, I just wipe my face with an iron fucking cold face cloth. An iron flannel
I found in a bin. Just,
I swear to God, people are like, what are your skincare secrets? I'm like, literally just like cold water and a bit of soap. Not these fucking 100 creams and things. I'm like, just off we go. Like, boom. I'm very oily, you see. I've been like on a grease slip. So, like, I 10 minutes after washing my face, it's like grease is dripping. I'm like,
I get that as well. I go so shiny.
Like, hello. And like, that's the me.
Just
like,
covers, cakes herself in Vaseline and just walks about.
But in work, a load of, like, the younger staff are like, what age are you? I was like, I'm 35.
I'm
like,
402 what? Years old.
And they're like, what? I'm like, I thought you were 25. I was like, thank you very much. I'll take it. As I go away with a walking stick, I'm like, thank you. And Stirlift taking me off the aircraft.
The ones that are like, I'm 30, whatever, and they're like, you look great, and I'm like, of course you're gonna look fucking young. Like, it's like, it's sad as if you just said, like, I'm 72 years old. I just lie now, I'm like, I'm 58, and like, are you?
I'm
like,
I'm turning 90. I'm gonna get a letter from the Queen next year. Like, the King actually saw her, she's dead. I'm like, well, sure.
Did you see, go back to a center, did you ever see that video about like the thing Wicked over London, whenever the Queen died, and they had to come out and say, out of respect for the Majesty of the Queen, that the Tonight Show will be like continued as normal, because the very first line is, good news, she's dead. Oh, like, yeah. Like a whole chorus of people, and like, they had to come out and right. apologise.
Because then Charles was like, all theatre to go ahead, and it's like, good news, she's dead. Brilliant. I'm like, oh, Wicked. And it was that, we all thought it was that cunt off TikTok, but it's not.
It's not.
Like, big Elfabar. Or you mean to say it like that, it sounds like it's like Eastern Arab. Like, call to prayer.
I just noticed behind you, because I get distracted by things, you have the fucking Heart of the Ocean.
I do.
I thought the old lady dropped it into the ocean in the end.
Another wee noise she makes. Like, you fucking bitch. That was thousands you threw in that water.
Punch her in the fucking back of the head and take it.
Sure, she went to her bed and died anyway. I was like, you fucking waster. You could have just left it land on that floor.
You could have it actually fallen under the deck beneath
her. Fucking daughter. Did you see the sexual tension between the daughter and the like, yeah, Titanic's 25 feet down, your man, the actor, that was, you know, the main sexy man. And the daughter was all like, is that right? Like, flicking the baby of herself. The granny's all like, oh, Jack, fuck me in a car. And the daughter's fucking literally legs up on the steering wheel of the boat. And it's like, ah, oh, fucking, like, that's the horny.
The vibrations of the boat.
How deep down's the ocean gate? Explosive sub. Finger my submarine. Do you want to lick my briny deep? In the middle of Titanic, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, yeah, fucking, I got there.
Like, draw me like one of your French hairs going.
And then it's like, ah, oh, sure, my granny. I think it was her granny, was it? Because the ma would have. What was it, her mum? I don't know who Rose was. Whoever she was. But it was like, I heard that Rose doll. She got fucking drew buck naked on a boat. Like, what's your legacy? He drew me when I'm known. I was like, is that like.
And I fucked him off the door. I was like, you're not getting on here.
And then, within the space of like 48 hours, she was drew, bucked and fucked, and then sank. And I was like, well, there you go. Like, it's like most lesbian relationships.
If it had been a gay relationship, I'd just been like, do you like piss? And that would have been the film. I'd be like, go on into that wee room, into that car.
I actually had a man say, do you like dressing up as a baby? And I, I was not even given that a minute of my time. I was like, block, freak.
You're like, for how much?
Like, what? I was like, well, I like a bit of mashed potato.
A bit of mashed potato. You get
feed me?
You get some fucking weirdins. To quote your man, weirdins. I also want to apologise publicly on the podcast that time I did bump into her in pre-mark. And look, like, just stared at her. I was like, I know her, but I don't think she knows me, so I'm not going to say anything. And then I was like, Roxy, I just saw your ma, and I just looked like a fucking creep, starting in the men's section, being like, well.
You were looking at women's knickers.
I was looking at women's. Like,
licking your lips, like.
There's nothing worse when you go into Primark and you have to buy, like, lingerie or, like, whatever fucking under, like, things.
Yep.
And you have to bring it over and you're, like, starting like a fella to look at you, and I'm like, it's for my girlfriend. I don't know. I'm like, I'm going to wear it, and I'm going to put it on right now.
I actually used to be like, can I get a gift receipt for that?
They know. I'm starting here. Like, I'm like, oh no, they know that I'm a big fruit. I'd say someone know that I'm a drag queen. I'm like, well, I'm like starting by nail polish and all. I'm like, okay. It's not mine.
There's one thing I've always, and I've actually said, I think I've said it on these episodes over the past year myself. There's one thing I don't know. It's my fucking bra size. Like, I don't know, like, why
your
bras.
Cup size?
No, yeah, just how they fuck, how it works. It's like 36BC. It's like busts. And like,
it's just your, it's your, like, bust. It's like your, I must increase my bust. It's like the weight, like the measurement around your rib
cage. And how big you want. So, my mum and myself were on a wee trip there in, end of November, went to Poland, and we were in this big Polish shop. Went in H&M actually, and I
you
was
got
like,
a mammogram to see how big.
It was like it was a deb. It was a deb. and a wee Polish woman take me behind a curtain and measure my tits. I was like, you are beautiful. I've got beautiful boobies. You are 36.
Show us your tits. Show us
your
tits.
You remind me of the time I was in Auschwitz. Very good fit. I'm going to cut that out.
Oh my God.
But yeah, we were in this shop, and I was in H&M, and I was like, here, see what we're here? Let's go and look at the bras.
In H&M? Did they have breast measurement in H&M?
No, there was no measurements. We just...
You just wanted it all. It was a woman being like, let's fill your tits. And you're like, you're an A.
I was looking something with a bit of pad, and then, you know, we needed because we're boys.
Yes.
I was feeling them all up, like feeling tits. I was like, I'm a freak. But thankfully, my mom was there, so it didn't look like I was total Polish perv. I was just like, dzień dobry.
Was this over in Amsterdam?
No, in Poland. In Poland.
I was going to say, in Amsterdam, I would like, if I fucking could just walk in with nothing but a bra on.
We were
like, well.
In Krakow, so I was Googling out how to say it. I was like, dzień dobry. Hello. I was like, this is bra, not for me. It's for a woman. Looking side to side.
It's for my girlfriend, Roxy. There's still pictures of you in drag.
It is for my wife. Like, Borat. It is for Gypsy. I buy for you.
I used to be really, like, fake checking in the clip, but now I'm just like, fuck it, whatever.
I couldn't give a fiddler's fuck. I'm like, I'm banning these tampons in my purse, just that crack.
Just to throw them on the street. I asked my friend.
Fill them with water and throw them. Stick to the wall like a bit of bread, a bit of soggy bread. What is that?
Tampons in bag. Stick them in your soup, it's Christmas, croutons.
Try a little bit of my Tuppence tape.
Almost when the Queen leaves her fucking gaff tape laying about, you can see like four pubes tucked in, and it becomes like a mound, it's like a shape, it's like a cast.
Well, here, the only bastard I know it would wear the tape is Sonny Darden. Does she leave that laying about?
She... She may or may not have left it sitting in her bathroom in the house. I'm like, I'm selling it on eBay. If anybody wants to put a bid, someone at TikTok shop's getting fucking fisted for this. Sonny Darden's tuck tape left over for only £2.
A beautiful T-shaped tape that is tape. With a load of crab stuck to it. And a Dr. Pepper label.
I just use a bit of blue tack. That holds me back.
I wouldn't be using tapes. I've always been terrified. I'm like, that'll rip my belly end off.
Do not tuck. Well, you leave yours in a jar of formaldehyde.
That's a weird excuse on stage, but what I actually call it is, it's my patent method called smashed in place.
Smashed in place.
Wherever the fuck it goes, that's it.
You tie yours around your leg, you just wrap it around.
Like, at the start of the night when you're getting yourself ready in the house, it does all sit and like, oh, wee number. And then as soon as I get in, I'm like, I need a pish. As soon as I arrive at the venue, I need a pish. And then it's, whatever way it lands. But the amount of layers of tights that I've got on, you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't. I don't wear tights. I've become a woman now.
Oh, look, she's put the legs
and two tops. Like,
she's
two
got one of these fucking diabetic shoes you get from the doctor. And like,
fuck off.
Then fucking trip. Are they off TikTok shop? Them the ones like,
these are steel toe cap ones. I use them for work.
What the fuck are you run about here in a pair of, like, unpacking the retail box shoes?
On the retail box? Because I know I should have put my blazers on the night, sat here in a fucking...
Bitch has got a pair of those leaning on me. She's heading to do some unpacking shortly. Like, right, pass me them Capri Suns.
You're gonna use your scrappers, mate. Gag. Like, stop looking at my fucking shoes, you horrible, horrible hair.
I feel like a Teddy Von Trump now, slagging off my green dress.
Which one is the green dress, by the way? I want to see it.
I'll have to dig it out. It's been pushed from to the back bin. For shame. I'm like, back, you bastard, or I'll break your legs.
A St. Paddy's dress.
But I was like, I'm not taking pictures of the shoes at all. Like,
fuck off.
If you watch the video on YouTube, you will see the shoes in real life.
There's nothing wrong with these shoes.
They're absolutely gorgeous. But here,
they're for working a night shift. They're not for fucking, not for a drive. If I was sitting here dressed as a woman or something, then 100%.
I would like you to see you in them.
In them in drag.
See if you want to see Sabrina sometimes on a Saturday afternoon. Go down around the AC hotel and just sit in the car. You may see a running lady nipping along.
A running lady in these lovely black boots.
Remember the pride that you had to chase afloat?
I had to run after the fucking video. I know everyone. Like, actually, why was that even put into the edit? Because everyone else got lovely videos of them on the float. Me carrying a fucking makeup bag, carrying a hoofing this
made
big dress
Mitchell,
about.
Made by Mitchell makeup bag.
Running about like fucking Cinder fella.
Running like fuck behind it. And oh my God, it was hilarious. And why did I call it a float? It was a trailer.
It was a fucking trailer.
A load of hula hoops stuck over the top of it. I was like, who did this? We know who did it.
Terrible. Gag.
Don't do it again. We're going to take another short break. We will be back very shortly. We're just going to top up our drinks.
Roxy's going to try on my shoes and see how comfy and lovely they are.
I'm going to try on her shoes and get taken immediately to Hollywell.
Fuck off.
Nurses are standing by. We'll speak to you in a second. Help me. Hello. Welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast. We're still here. We're still queer. And... sure you're used to it by now. I'm joined by Sabrina Bewitched.
Hello, Isabel.
It's your berries and cream voice.
Berries and cream, berries and cream.
Hello, I'm offended.
That's my feminine voice.
Do you change your voice?
Have you ever taught that? Yeah, in drag. My female voice.
Hi,
it's me, Sabrina Bewitched. It's my like feminine voice.
Vodka cook, please.
I don't get like the change in your voice. I'm like I just talk in the lovely. You hear that lovely beautiful testosterone in my throat? It's not mine.
Miss Testosterone. Testosterone loves pepperoni.
Me when it's time for Osterone to do their GCSEs. Testosterone. Osterone is me, Malone Road fella. Osterone.
Osterone, darling. Would you like to have caviar and some Raffaello chocolates? Well, mummy just has to try on this lipstick. It's been bit. It really works well with my Cupid's bow. Why has she got a London accent? I don't understand from the Malone Road.
It's not London.
Darling, I have to do this lipstick here. It's just come from TikTok shop and it's been bit. It's in sandal colour, like a nude. A beautiful nude.
It's the ones I love, the girls. Like, the ones that like wear like the nude lipstick but don't like line them and overdraw it. And you can just see like you've been sucking on a ham or something. It's just it's like a glazed, greasy mouth. And, like
you look really glazed. Where does your lips begin and end? We can see where your natural lips are and there's nothing there. They just look like a line. Like somebody's just drew a line.
Do you know what should be the next drag trend? Do you remember years ago in school, the wee girls that would wear like the fucking dream matte mousse all over their face but over their lips as well, so they had no lips. It was all just one solid thing and there was no contour or nothing. It was just that and like the thickest black mascara. The thickest, like,
and in my head all I can hear is like M to the B.
I love it.
Bang. Sophie X, anybody want to get bald? Oh my god, what's that call? I think I've lost my fucking leg in a ball. Oh my god, I love that.
I love it. Like,
and I do remember that look. Like, girls being like,
hair that's been burnt with fucking like an iron. Like, it's just all, it doesn't move. It's like PlayStation 2. Like, hair like that. Like, whatever, you don't brush your wig, it just stays stiff. Like, you turn and just, it doesn't, there's no, what product's in that? None. And you're like, right.
No, burnt looks, to your cinder.
It looks healthy.
Reminds you of like that doll, Cynthia, out of the Rugrats, like, right up. Or like out of those games years ago in PlayStation, like Tekken 2, where like, and the fucking karate chopping bitches.
No like, movement. It's like Lara Croft. Literally, like, no movement at all. It's great.
Like fucking PS5 Hagrid or something.
As soon as I heard.
Oh my god, I remember like this girl, she's like, no, you don't dry your hair, you just straighten it wet. It has to be singeing, and then you know it's right. Like, what?
My boiled hair and my mask going out. That's so cunty. Bring that back. That should be the next makeup trend. Let's go back to the roots.
Girls, somebody texted, I was getting shot. You have not covered your lips in foundation and used no colour. And what?
I can taste the dream matte mousse. It's on my teeth.
Taste them chemicals. Like, Oh, do you ever remember one of the things that used to get me years ago? Do you remember on Facebook? It used to be something like, sell makeup products. It was always Maybelline's dream matte mousse. It was always like an old contour palette. It was always out of fucking Gordon's Chemist stolen. And it was like Britney Spears fantasy perfume. It was always some come flogging it on Facebook. I was like, why?
It's a wee basket.
Rimmel, like, shimmer made lipsticks on lip. Oh my god, did you ever see that? No.
The ship woman said, people sell the most random shit.
Sell makeup sets, everybody. I'm like, that's not a set, that's a feat of fuck. That's absolutely terrible. Why are you giving that to people?
I'm an MBA, this is my kit.
My name is Matthew. It's like somebody with a lisp says, what are you? Makeup. right, look, for everyone has to go forward. You called an MUA. We don't want to call it mwahs. I'm a mwah.
I'm a mwah.
A ma? No,
I'm a ma
who's a mwah. My mum's a mwah. So here, what is your favourite, completely silent, go on the other direction, what's your favourite Christmas song?
Oh god.
Or do you have a Christmas
like
song?
Like classic one? Or
just
like,
one that, do you perform one in particular at Christmas that you're like, that's the one I do?
I do. Well, at Christmas, I do love a bit of either Christmas Tree by Lady Gaga or Last Christmas, but the Nova May version. Last Christmas, Nova you May. Gave me cocaine.
Oh, really? Okay.
That one, it's great. I love it.
But like, write that down.
I like different. I wouldn't be a big fan. I can tell you one that I fucking hate, my least favourite Christmas song, and it's like probably going to be controversial.
What?
Joe, that the Band-Aid one, Feed the World.
Feed the World.
And the reason it boils my piss so much.
Shit.
It's not only is it shit, there's something about a group of celebrities being like, well, there won't be. First of all, there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas. I'm like, of course there won't. But it's a weather thing. It's just not possible. And this thing, like, well, thank God it's them instead of you. I'm like, you're in a fucking mansion and you're shouting at working class people being like, why aren't you giving more money to this charity and that? I'm like, girl, donate your fucking house. Like, it just pisses me off.
Bob Geldof, the one, the cunt that done it years ago, was back on. Was on the one show the other one. Did it? Shite. And was all like, yes, we're coming back. We're releasing a good gown and give money. I'm like, you've more money than fucking sense, you bastard. Do you give fucking money, Trump?
It's wild. It's fucking beyond. It just pisses me off.
There's pensioners out there that can't afford their fucking heat and they're all wrapped up in blankets and plastic bags. And he's all like, feed the world. Feed fuck all.
Feed a shit.
I sound like, I'd be like, you're all far right. I'm like, I'm not. I'm like, feed your own fucking people first that pay tax. You're paying enough fucking tax on your wages. But yeah, you're paying enough fucking tax. Get your own. Everyone sign up for a PIP immediately. If you need any help, Sabrina's here. She's
Sabrina, yes.
Call her helpline 1-800. I'm not a bit well. I'm not a bit well.
Our operators are standing by.
I was like, hello, I'm a moi.
A moi?
I'd like to sign out for a moi, of course. I'm like, moi, it's a kissing.
What's your favourite Christmas song?
My favourite Christmas song.
Thriller. Tiffany Von Tessel.
When Santa comes down and leaves you a dirty shite, oh, it's a thriller. Did your man ever put out, like, did you ever put food out for Santa years ago? Like a carrot for the reindeer? And
just a wee line. Hold up, Geraldine has a problem. No, it was my ma and dad. They like got, I don't even know what they've done it with, but muck, and like ground into the floor like the shape of like reindeer hoof prints, like walking through the house, like, yeah, reindeer was in here. And I was like,
you were their project.
Half eaten. They had to take like a bite out of a carrot and everything. I was fully convinced.
Like, the back door. There's a bit of carrot at the bottom of the garden. No, there's not. Fuck up. Get in the house.
The reindeer didn't like it. He's on the Ozempic. He can't be it. He can't be it. And that
reindeer's got diabetes. He's not allowed any more sweet drinks.
My man used to leave me like letters and all from Santa, being like, faggot. But then was just like, no, like leave like a letter and then. Like biscuits or like some
way. I used to get letters from Santa in the middle of May. Fuck it. Written in blood and like, fucking fruit. It was only last week. You fucking bum boy.
It's from Santa.
Oh my god, I can't believe Santa did have to say.
Buddy boy. Buddy boy.
Santa's Jamaican. Yeah, buddy boy.
Santa's a road man. So
Santa, yeah, buddy boy. You take it up the poom poom and I drag on. Your buddy be stinking, you bastard. Santa gonna come down
your chimney. It's just our neighbours. I'm like, it's Santa.
Fucking fruit. My man Darren always wrote me down. Oh, it was always a really family oriented Christmas in the Bewitched household. Like, you fruit. It was fucking brilliant. My favourite Christmas song, Last Christmas by Cascada. I feel like you're in Ireland.
Last
Christmas. I do that. I always perform it, and I always perform Leon Lewis. One more sleep.
One more sleep. That's a good one.
Oh, there's a couple you'd hear me great, but then there's a load. I'm like, oh fuck, I hate the Fairy Tale in New York.
It's overplayed. It's because every night, I think in the last couple of weeks up to Christmas, at the end of a night, that's just all nightclubs play.
Yep.
That's their final song.
People love to scream. And people are also, like, oh, you're doing it.
Not my face.
But it's like, oh my god, the bar shouldn't play it because it just gives the straight people the opportunity to scream faggot. I'm like, it's me in the middle of it all going, yeah, faggot. And it's mostly, as you say, people at you.
Half the straight fellas doing it. I'm like, you've slept with a lot of the queens in here. I'm like, so.
It's like, that dick's been sucked dry. So
they can say it.
Work you away. You're a bum, you're a punk.
You're an old slut on junk.
I was like, I'm a punk. Nah, I love Ozzy Osbourne. Lying there almost dead on a drip, not bad. Oh.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap lazy.
Faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours. I pray God it's our last. Very depressing.
They sound like a very happy like couple.
Oh, right? Like, I love you, but I hope we all die together in a suicide pact.
Well, it might have been because she got hit by a boat, did she not?
What happened to her? That's right.
She got hit by a boat.
Did
You'll
she?
Not tell your ma that. Yeah, she got hit by a boat.
Kirsty MacColl.
Yes.
Got hit by a boat.
Yeah, look it up. No, genuinely.
I hate the keyboard go under my Kirsty MacColl, singer songwriter. Reason for death. What caused Kirsty? No. Oh my god. Fuck me. She was. So able to push her kids anyway, she sustained minor head and rib injury. She was struck by a powerboat. God, I'm not laughing at that. Which ran over. MacColl suffered severe chest and head injuries and died instantly. Well, it's scumbag maggot and cheap lousy.
Watch out for them boats.
Watch out for them boats, bitch. I love like words of Christmas songs when you actually like, as you were saying, feed the word, world, feed the word, feed the word.
Feed the word.
Baby, it's cold outside. That's just like, do you want to stay here? Do I finger you against your will?
Yeah, it's very.
Like, I can't really stay.
There's rehypnol in the fucking wine. It's a really creepy song.
Have you not seen this sprinkle I can put in there? It's MSG. Like, baby, I can't stay, but baby, it's freezing. But I have to go. It's freezing. The night's been. This evening
it's
has been.
Right.
But I'd hope you'd drop in. So very nice. I'd be holding your hand. That's just like ice. Your gold, stay here. Sure. It, that wee mince pie there that I fingered.
Yeah, this is like a fuck off.
My
rapist.
Mum will worry. Nobody gives a fuck. Be alright. Your dad will be pacing the floor. It's alright. He's had a heart attack. Listen to the fireplace roar. But sure, I need to scurry. Don't you worry. It's alright. Shh, be quiet. The neighbours might think. Don't you worry. They're all dead. What about this drink? Shh, be alright.
It's what's in this drink? And you're like,
it's like, hey, what's in this drink? You're like, shh. Finger on the lips. No cabs will be heading out and about. There's no taxis up this way. Phone a cab, stop picking up. Just says no taxis.
Get a Peter Pan, you'll be alright.
Uber's charging £72.
£72 to go 2 feet around the corner.
I think I'd rather be touched. Fuck it. I'll take your hat. Your hair looks great. I ought to say no, sir. If I move any closer. I simply must go. It's cold outside. And then my sister will be suspicious. Your fucking lips are delicious.
Which
like,
one?
Are you listening to anything I'm saying? It's like, my sister will be awful suspicious of me. You've lovely fucking lips. I'm like, you're not listening to a word I'm saying. My brother will be at the door. We have not tropical floor. What the fuck's that the name of Christmas?
We have a pot of tropical.
It's like, my maiden aunt's mind is vicious. God, your lips are delicious.
He's still got all about them lips.
We'll fuck up. And maybe just cigarette more. Never seen such a blizzard before. There's bound to be talk tomorrow. Think of my lifelong sorrow. Jesus Christ, there's been talk. Everybody's like, did you hear about her being a her last night? At least they will be plenty implied if you get the pneumonia and died.
If you got the pneumonia and died.
I really can't stay. Get over the holdout. Baby, it's cold outside. It's cold out. Okay, fine. Just another drink. Then it's like, that took a lot of convincing. And then it's like, there's oh my,
that's
like, right. That's great. Well, check, Merry Christmas.
Check the fucking hard drives of that one. That's
Merry Christmas. And
let's say by Idina Menzel.
I know her.
Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem. That song's just like, look, say nothing to the police, but you've been touched. All right. Merry Christmas.
That's what a fucking Christmas song.
Literally. You also love Paul McCartney, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
Yes, that's all, like everyone has like a theory that it's about witches in a forest getting caught. Because that one, the mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight and that's enough. And then they get caught and it's like Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. They're about to sacrifice a virgin, that's a lie.
The choir of children sing their song, Ding Dong, Ding Dong, Ding Dong.
Ding Dong, go on Val Garland. It's actually just Val Garland in her glasses.
It is, your one from the group, fucking the big makeup challenge or whatever it was called. The word is out about the town to lift a glass. Don't look down.
He's
did
the
you hear
two.
About that alcoholic? The party's on, the spirit's up. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful commitment. When I hear that in shops, it actually gives me anger. Like, I'm going to punch somebody
shite.
Out.
It's shite. Do you ever, there's that one, and there's also that song. Do you know the piano man? And there's a theory that this straight guy just goes in and starts playing the piano and doesn't realise that he's in a gay bar and everyone around him's gay.
There's like,
it's like such and such is like, who's
the
burn out.
Yeah. I felt like I'm wanked off. On the top of the keys. Why is there cum on one of these black keys?
He's walked into the sauna. It's just
like, I was getting wanked. It's a pure fucking trombone, rusty trombone. You're like, what?
A rusty trombone.
And there's another Christmas song as well I heard earlier on. It's like, rocking around the Christmas tree. Later we'll have some fucking pie and we'll do some caroling. It's actually pumpkin pie they're having.
They're having fucking pie.
Later on they'll have some pumpkin pie.
It's a fucking pie. It's a Fray Bento's. stuck in the oven. It's a steak
we'll
and kidney.
We'll have some fucking pie. I'm like, it's really aggressive what you're going on about that pie. I'm like, later we'll have some fucking pie. And then we're going to sing, all right? And like, and see, also after, you're going to put on that lipstick that's been bit. But I don't want to. Fucking put it on. Purple.
Oh, take a bite out of my lipstick.
Sounds like somebody like, biting somebody's dick cheese. Take a bite out of my lipstick. I'm like, ugh.
Snake, a shark. It's not a dick. It's a charcuterie board.
You've just put me off Christmas, Char fucking cutery boards. Miss Sharon cutery board.
Sharon cutery board.
There was also another one that I came up with the other day. Jane fond of a drink.
Jane fond of a drink.
It was me and Rusty were texting, of course, and it was like, a fonda, and I was like, Jane fond of a drink. I was like, she would be very fond of a few drinks. Sorry, Jane fonda.
There's a fella, I remember ages ago, I think it was in Newton Street, and he tried to buy drinks with his card, and it kept getting declined, and he got up and sang Patsy Cline. I kept calling him Patsy Declined. So that's actually a good drink. Another drink.
Like, your drinks are declined. Like Patsy declined. He sang for them free drinks vouchers. God love him. Go on, son. Get it out of here. And then you're like, at the end, you don't get vouchers this time around. You only get it for your first song. I'm sorry. You're getting fuck all.
You get a high five and a good scene, too.
You get sent upstairs to sit and have pizza. Enjoy yourself. No more. Oh, Sabrina, it's been a fucking blast from the past, and as usual, always fabulous. Thank you for coming on and having a gig. I swear I fucking howled like a banshee, literally at everything, but the running course of this has been the bit lipstick. What about a bit of lipstick? I'm like, oh, my bit lipstick. So anywhere we can see you over the next festive season and into the new year, what, any new year plans? Is there anything coming up?
Just holding space.
I'm just breathing. Catch me breathing.
Keep an eye on my socials. I'm always in the River Rooms and the Maverick Bar. So just keep an eye out and see what shows. I kind of want to do more like ticketed shows, more of the Bewitched Coven shows in the new year. Ooh, so keep an eye out for that.
Fantastic. Make sure you are busy on those dates when they come out. So
due to a lack of interest, we will not be showing up.
Any venues it's booked, I will be ringing in a fire.
We should have done a Christmas prank call.
Oh, God, sure. We'll hold it for the next one. For the third spin. Or in the new year episode.
When we're doing the videos, the live video feed.
I know. Possibly in the new year, I may be moving to some video content for y'all as well, so you can actually see us live and actually sitting howling at the shite we're talking. Because right now, tonight, I'm sitting here in a Versace gown that never gets out of the house.
I know. And it's sitting in a lovely green dress. A lovely green dress from the St. Paddy's Day episode.
I'm literally like your woman Elphaba off that TikTok. Not TikTok, that movie. That your one that gurns on the Ozempic.
I'm sitting in a pink dress. I'm dressed as Glinda, but I have my prescription shoes on as well. So
shit. Glinda, you're more like Linda.
Make gay Linda.
Like, right, Linda from Gimme Gimme Gimme. Are you a good witch? I'm a bitch. Like, you're fabulous. But yes, thank you very much. I hope you have a fabulous Christmas and Santa brings you everything you want.
It empties a sack all over your living room floor.
Literally just kicks down your bedroom door and goes, it's time for you to get bucked. And you're like,
right.
I've been waiting for ages here. Like, for fuck's sake.
I've been waiting for you.
We're walking in the snowman comes. Like, you're too late. I've been done all. I'm not walking on the moon. I hate that too on Christmas Day. It always comes on Channel 4 and you're like,
the snowman? It's like, a fucking melter.
The snowman. Just literally flying with a child through the air. Nowadays, I'll be like, my child was kidnapped in the night by a fucking ice crepe. What's going on here? I'm like, he may be from Syria. I don't know. I'm not sure. Speak careful, and if he returns, or people know, we've not seen our husband. He's been away out for 72 hours, but he's on a fucking bender. It's Christmas. Calm down. He's in the sauna on a bender.
Check his knees for grass stains and his thumbs for grinder.
Check his arse for love bites. Dirty bastard. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for listening as always. You are absolutely wonderful. New Year, of course, brings new I don't know what's going to bring new
challenges.
Things. New challenges, new fucking whatever the fuck it brings. Take it on with a big stick and beat the bollocks out of it. 2025 and all that shite. But this may not be the last one for the new year. There may be another surprise episode. Just hang in there like an old pair of knickers. Or like Sabrina's good shoes that I'm looking at right now. Just hang in there. Like you've been prescribed by the Dalry at a duck door. But the big doctor. Like
the big doctor.
Giant fucking doctor the size of like the Jolly Green Giant. And then you have like the Dalry at a doctor. It's just a normal size human. I'm like, but you're going to the big doctor. It's like, what is your problem? I'm like, oh my God, the big doctor.
My shoes.
My shoes. Anyway, guys, love yous, leave yous. Have a good one whenever you're up to. And remember, do not let yourself get fingered by a horse because that is the worst thing you can do. Definitely not. Anyway, see you later. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Boom.
Oh!